For more than 300 years, the land and forests have been more or less thoughtlessly destroyed. We pledge ourselves to the proper management of both, which will give profitable employment to many of our group.
Through chemical and industrial processes, we must make useful, needed products from our surplus commodities and wasted farm foods as a further means of providing additional gainful employment for rural youth.
National unity and national defense have first place in the hearts of new farmers.
Some might ask, what have we to defend? The reply of new farmers of America will be that it is ours to defend this government, which made it possible for Booker T. Washington to rise from slavery to become one of his country's outstanding citizens. It is our duty to maintain the inevitable record Negroes have made in all major conflicts, from Boston's Commons to the present. It is our duty to defend the American way of life, which Booker T. Washington labored to make complete.
Thank you, new farmers of America, for this expression of your achievements and for your future aspiration.
The message from the President of the United States of America.
I shall now read the message from the President of the United States of America. I'm glad to send this greeting, first, because of what your organization stands for, and second, because you are commemorating the life of one of the world's great leaders. We are hearing much these days about preparation for national defense through the manufacture of implements of war, the development of tactical skills, and the recruiting of a great army. These things are important. They are essential elements in our first line of defense. Of equal importance, however, is the production, conservation, and distribution of farm products in order that both our fighting forces and our civilian population may be properly fed and clothed. The Progressive Agriculture Program, which your organization is sponsoring, therefore, constitutes one of our most valuable defense measures. Your interest and activities in executing this program have been a source of strength for youth and of hope for adults. I am happy to join you in paying homage to the memory of Booker T. Washington, whose birthday you are planning to commemorate. Much of the progress in agriculture, which Negroes have achieved during the past half century, is due to his wise and courageous leadership. He not only understood the problems of his race, but he understood also the problems of the South. The entire nation is indebted to him for his keen insight, clear vision, and sound statesmanship. I congratulate you on your past achievements and wish for you success in your present deliberations and future plans. Very sincerely yours, Franklin D. Roosevelt.